Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, ESPN Upstate.
So Christian McCaffrey on the trade block. He is sitting on $44 million worth of 4 years of contract and has played 10 games in the last two seasons overall. And remember, at least two of those games, he left early due to injury, so he hasn't even really played a full 10 games. Why are the Panthers trying to trade him? You have to answer the question why they wouldn't be, right? Why wouldn't they be? You're bad right now, unfortunately. And in being bad, you've got to start making moves to clear out cap space, which you don't have, and roster spots. And if a guy's playing one out of every three games, he's not valuable to the roster, right? If we were looking at a backup left tackle who played 10 games, but he was making half of what Christian McCaffrey is making, that would be an easy cap casualty. That'd be an easy decision to make a move. The only difference between that situation and this one with Run CMC is that with Run CMC, you're hanging on to what he was. And I don't know if CMC can get back to being what he was. I don't know if CMC can be the dude that he was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, before the injury started kicking his butt. But I know that the Panthers don't have a lot of room to take a gamble on that, right? When there's the Jonathan Taylors and the Alvin Kamaras, although Kamara hasn't been as effective this year. But I think that's because teams haven't had to drop as many into coverage without Drew Brees back there. But he's not Jonathan Taylor. He's not Alvin Kamara. He's none of these cats right now. He's an oft-injured running back who can't stay healthy and has sunk your salary cap. I didn't like the contract when you gave it to him when he wasn't plagued by the injury bug. I know he's incredibly valuable when he's healthy, but he's the type of guy that you can pay that much when you're good and also he's available. But effectively, you would be paying 44 over 4 years. 44 mil over 4 years, $11 million a year to bank on your team doctors getting his injuries right and getting him healthy. And I got news for you. They have not done it. They haven't done it yet. And I'm not saying, oh, they got bad trainers up there, although I have talked to a lot of Panthers fans who tell me that they're very disappointed with the training staff in Carolina, which I get. But there's only so much that can be done, man. There's only so much that can be done. The dude is a cinder block attached to a chain, attached to the ankle of a drowning Panthers franchise right now. If Christian McCaffrey's fully healthy, that's a 7-win team minimum. They got three games. They win against New Orleans last weekend if CMC's available. They went against Atlanta in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago, probably. It's an entirely different franchise, but You can't trust CMC to get healthy now. I remember back in week one of the NFL season, our first Carolina kickoff show up at Wings Etc. in Bowling Springs, South Carolina, which, by the way, we will be live this Sunday with the final Carolina kickoff show of the season at Wings Etc. Grill and Pub in Bowling Springs. Come on by. I'd love to see you guys before the season ends. We'll be live at 2:30 this afternoon. And I went on the air and I said, a lot of the future of this franchise relies on CMC being healthy, but I just don't know if he can. And I had multiple people text me and go, Rob, he's going to be fine. He's had the offseason. He's good enough that he rarely takes big hits, and he just hasn't been. This is the right move. This is the only move, unfortunately, is to try to trade him away. And recognize that what you're getting back in return, if you can find a partner, what you're getting back in return is not a direct on-the-field product. What you're getting back in return is clearing out some salary cap space so you can make moves to get guys that will more consistently contribute to the Carolina Panthers organization. Because he's not. And it's not his fault. I'm not beating up on Christian McCaffrey. He seems like a personally, a genuinely nice guy. But it is a business. And at the end of the day, ROI is the only thing that matters. And you are getting a negative ROI out of Christian McCaffrey right now. You must trade him. It's not an option. And you must recognize that when you trade him, you're not going to see a big haul back, right? You're not going to get the multiple starting caliber offensive linemen that you want for him. You're going to get cap space, and that's about it. Maybe a couple of late round draft picks. But you're not going to see things that you can go, okay, this is going to immediately translate to better play on the field. Here's why I'm concerned about it. What is the decision-making process as far as filling out the roster look like for Carolina the last few years anyway? Giving them more money and more draft capital does not inherently mean that all of a sudden you're going to start filling gaps with good players. I've already told you the number one concern I have for the Panthers right now is less about what's on the field and more about what's in the front office. You're giving more bullets to Matt Rhule. You're giving more bullets to Scott Fitterer. You're giving more bullets to David Tepper, a trio of guys that have not made good decisions with the bullets they've had over the past 3 years. The problems for the Panthers begin and end in the front office. Begin and end in the front office. End of story. Yes, trading McCaffrey is the right thing to do here. But, unfortunately, unless there are better decisions coming out of the front office, it's not going to help you as much as you'd think that that guy should in moving him off the roster.
Unless you believe in him like you did when you paid the money and maybe go out and spend money and get an offensive line, you know, because maybe he stays healthy if you have an offensive line. Maybe you can keep your quarterback upright if you have an offensive line. I mean, maybe there's a lot of things you could do if you just go out and, you know, get an offensive line.
I mean, easy to say, right? No problem. Go out and get one.
Again, I pointed this out, I think, last week. Kansas City got rid of their entire offensive line, brought an entirely new offensive line in. Guess what? They're in the playoffs. They're the one or two seed, depending on what happens this weekend in the AFC. They went and got an entirely new offensive line. It is possible to do. You can replace that entire thing, bring in guys, work with them, and it'll work.
And I agree with you. But that is a perfect illustration of why I've said that the problem with the Panthers is not just Matt Rhule and it's not just the roster they've assembled. It's the front office guys. It's the decision-making guys. That's where these problems are coming from. Because, yes, other teams have made the moves that Carolina has to make now and have come up aces in doing so. Carolina hasn't, and I don't see why to expect that's going to change now. Texter on the Preferred Home Services text line at 71307 says, Brady never got hurt until Rule and, or excuse me, McCaffrey never got hurt until Rule and Brady ran him up the middle every play. Yeah, I agree with you, Brett. I agree with you. I feel like McCaffrey was misused. I feel like treating McCaffrey like a power running back to run ISOs between the guard and the tackle is a textbook way to get your guy banged up. It's not saying you never run him up the middle. Of course you have to keep honest. If the only time he ever touches the ball, he's off tackle, then it gets pretty easy to scheme against 22. But I would be willing to bet, and I haven't done the research on this, though I probably should. I'd be willing to bet over the past 2 years, McCaffrey took more snaps between center and tackle than he had at any point in his football career ever before. But he is injury prone now. And it seems like every time he comes back from one injury, he gets injured again somewhere else. It is what it is. It is what it is. Texter on the Preferred Home Services text line says, Lonzo, none of the Chiefs' new offensive line were from Temple or Baylor, so they weren't options for us.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.